Hi friends, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Miriala. Yeah, let's have a quick revision of Accounting Standard 7 Construction Contracts. Yeah, for my books, you can purchase from ravikantmiriala.com. Yeah, from this website you can purchase. And if you like this classes, please share it with your friends. That will help you. Right, my dear. What is a construction contract? Construction contract is a contract for construction of either single asset or number of assets. But the number of assets are closely interrelated or interdependent in terms of design or technology or function or purpose. Yeah, remember one thing, construction contract includes even destruction contracts. Yeah, if you have taken any contract for destructing one bridge or building or something, a restoration of environment, yeah, all these contracts also part and parcel of this. The reason, construction contract and even this destruction works also will take a lot of time to complete it. That's the reason they brought into everything. And any service contracts which are directly related to construction work also part and parcel of construction contract only. Yes, my dear. See, how do you recognize the, yeah, this standard talks about the sales, that is revenue from the construction contracts. And this standard is applicable only for the contractor, not to the contractee. Okay. Yeah. How do you recognize, sir? How do you recognize? We recognize the sales based on the percentage of completion of work. Sir, how do you calculate percentage of work completed? There are two methods, my dear. One is surveyor method. Yeah, that means one engineer, a certified engineer, will visit the site physically and he will determine the percentage of work completed. Then you can take that percentage and multiply with the total contract revenue. And the second method is contract cost based. Yeah, then percentage is equal to, cost incurred for the contract till date, cost incurred for the contract till date divided by total contract cost, that is for 100% completion. That includes the cost you have incurred till date plus estimated to complete, the cost estimated to complete into 100, then you will get the percentage. Yeah. Then what all this contract cost includes? Contract cost includes specific cost, allocable cost and other cost. Specific cost means the cost which are directly incurred only for the purpose of the contract, like raw material, labor, any other overheads. Yeah, even contract auction fees or something, any technical assistance which is specifically incurred for the purpose of this. Suppose if you have used any machine and that machine depreciation also supposed to be taken for this. Yeah, next, allocable contract. The allocable expenditure means the expenditure is incurred for more than one contract, then on some systematic and rational basis that has to be allocated. Suppose a supervisor is taking care of more than one construction, then one construction, you have to allocate his salary based between the contracts. Okay, right, like that. In depreciation, one machine is being used for more than one contract, then the depreciation should be allocated between the contracts. Other contract cost. The other contract costs are included in the contract cost only when it is mentioned in the agreement. There are two points I can say. One is research and development cost. The other thing is general administration overhead. Remember, these two costs can be included in the contract cost only when it is specifically mentioned in the agreement. Otherwise, we do not. Yeah, let me say contract cost does not include what? Contract cost does not include 1. General administration overhead, no. Any selling distribution overhead, no. Any abnormal loss, no. Idle machine depreciation, no. Advances given to subcontractors, no. Because it is advance yet to be performed by them. Any stock at site, yes, this is not at consumed, this is not become the cost. It is still my inventory. That's why this also should not be taken into account. Yeah, so these items and research and development is another cost, because research and development, what we do is not only for this contract, that is for my future. That's why you should not specifically allocate it to any contract unless until it is specified in the contract agreement. Yeah, let's look at the contract revenue concept. Yeah, contract revenue. Yes, here two kinds of revenue. One is fixed contract Fixed contract means your revenue is fixed for the per unit of contract, per square feet of construction or something like that. Yeah, or the other way around, it can be variable. Variable in the sense cost plus contracts. Yeah, even though, right, first point let us come, that if even though it is a fixed contract, even though it is a fixed price contract, the amount of the amount what you fixed initially may undergo a change because of first reason. There may be what is change in the agreement. Yeah. And there can be, some penalties which are charged by the contractor. Correct. Charged by the contractor to the contractee. Yes. There may be escalation clause in the agreement. Yeah. At the same time, there can be incentives if the contractor performs the work, qualitative and timing and etc. Then he may get extra money. Because of these reasons, even though it is a fixed price contract, the value may fluctuate. Okay, and right, so here some few points are there. Yeah, if there is an expected loss from the contract, how do you say expected loss? Yeah, that means my contract revenue is less than the contract cost, then that expected loss should be recognized immediately, irrespective of percentage of completion, irrespective of whether or not the work is started, irrespective of other contracts from the same contractee. Okay, one party has given me two contracts. One contract is making loss, another contract is making profit. But these two are different contracts. That's why loss has to be booked immediately. Profit has to be booked on percentage completion basis. Okay, right. Next, in some cases, what do we do? Some cases, few contracts are going to be combined. And we'll be treating all the contracts as single contract. Means in that case, we are going to calculate only 1% of completion, even though we have three contracts. When you have taken all the contracts as a package, single package. Next, and one revenue, we have seen the total overall profit, and based on the overall profit, we have selected the contract, not individually one by one. Yeah, these are all the important points of accounting standard 7, my dear. If you like this, please share it with your friends and share this knowledge. Stay blessed. Wish you all the very best.